From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
Wall Street is closing deeply in the red as recession fears rattled markets. Kristen Marks has more.
Stocks plunged as a three-week sell-off intensified over concerns about Trump administration tariffs and the impact on the economy. The tech-heavy NASDAQ fell about 4%, with Tesla, Alphabet, and Meta among the biggest losers. All three major indexes finished sharply lower. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones lost 890 points. The S&P 500 fell 155 points. The NASDAQ plunged 727 points. I'm Kristen Marks.
A federal judge in New York is halting efforts from the Trump administration to deport Columbia student Mahmoud Khalil. ICE agents took Khalil into custody Saturday night, saying his student visa had been revoked, but his lawyer says he's here legally with a green card. He's been involved in anti-Israel protests at Columbia University in recent months. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats will vote no against a GOP-led spending bill.
It is not something we could ever support.
During a Monday news conference, Jeffries added that the bill does nothing to protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Canada is selecting its next prime minister. On Sunday, Canada's Liberal Party announced Mark Carney was elected to succeed Justin Trudeau. Carney is credited with helping guide the country through the worst of the 2008 financial crisis while acting as governor of the Bank of Canada. The iHeart Podcast Awards will honor some of the best and most popular shows tonight. The show honors podcasts and creators across all genres, including comedy, crime, news, pop culture, sports, food, business, and more. It will be streamed live on select iHeartRadio stations on the iHeartRadio app as well as on iHeartRadio's YouTube channel. I'm Brian Shook.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather will continue to have a mainly clear sky for tonight. Lows between 35 and 40. So you'll need a jacket probably first thing tomorrow, but you probably won't need it for long. It's going to be another warm day with lots of sunshine. We'll turn breezy in the afternoon, highs in the mid to upper 60s. There will be an elevated brush fire risk tomorrow due to the gusty winds, low humidity, and the recent dry conditions over the past several days. And mainly clear tomorrow night, lows will be close to 40. Mild Wednesday, a little cooler though with some sun, highs in the low to mid 50s. I'm Brian Thompson.
It is 48 in Morristown, 50 in Ewing, 50 in Turnersville. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.